From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to continue 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly pursues intense anticipation of global crisis. Indonesian Health Minister Sadikin hands over ASEAN Health Minister's leadership to Laos. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo's instruction to ministers to implement anticipatory measures to address the impact of global crisis must be accelerated. This was affirmed by Deputy Chairperson of the People's Consultative Assembly, or MPR, Lestari Murdiat, in a written statement received by Antara on Monday. She also said President Joko Widodo's directives raised in the meeting on national development planning at the end of April 2022 must be adhered to and implemented in practice by ministers so that Indonesia is truly able to face the threat of a global crisis. Indonesian Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin handed over the position of chair of the ASEAN Health Ministers to Laos for the 2022 to 2024 period on Sunday evening. This was noted by Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin in the press conference in Nusa Dua, Bali, as quoted by Antara on Monday. He also remarked that Indonesia assumed the leadership position for the 2020 to 2022 period under difficult circumstances due to the COVID-19 pandemic. As a result, the agenda to hold a physical meeting between representatives of member countries could only be realized in Nusa Dua on May 11 to the 15, 2022. Now we move to Zimbabwean Vice President Constantino Chiwenga arrived in Jakarta on Sunday for a week-long visit in Indonesia with the objective of boosting the economic ties of both nations. To start the visit, Chiwenga will hold talks with Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin to discuss ways to enhance bilateral economic relations. This was reported by the Indonesian Embassy in Harare in a written statement received by Antara on Monday. Next, we have the 2022 Bali Trail Running Cross Country Race will promote the recovery of the tourism and creative economy sectors in Bali. This was affirmed by Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, in a statement reported on Monday. The event was hosted in the Batur area, Bangli District, Bali, on Sunday. The race was divided into two categories, the 15-kilometer race and 30-kilometer race. The last national news comes from Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, Erick Thohir, emphasized that he is committed to prioritizing the provision of business facilities to improve the welfare of Indonesian fishermen. As reported by Antara on Monday, he noted the priority facilities would include an affordable and adequate supply of fuel as well as business financing. He will ensure that the demand for fuel at fishing center areas is met properly. Now we move to the international news. Japan's holdings of treasuries in March fell to their lowest level in more than 2 years as a sharp depreciation of the yen against the dollar encouraged Japanese investors to sell U.S. assets to take advantage of the favorable exchange rate for their fiscal year end. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, data from the U.S. Treasury Department showed on Monday, Japanese holdings fell by $74 billion U.S. to more than $1 trillion U.S. in March, the lowest level since January 2020. Now we go to Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who has restated his opposition to Finland and Sweden joining NATO just hours after they said they will seek membership. He said that both Scandinavian nations need not send delegations to convince Turkey, a key NATO member, of their bids. He is angered by what he sees as their willingness to host Kurdish militants. As reported by BBC.com, earlier Sweden said Europe was living in a dangerous new reality, referring to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Political Parties Prefer to Welcome the 2024 Elections. Well, listener, the general elections are still 2 years ahead, exactly in February 2024. However, the preparation for political parties already visible. Last Thursday, three government coalition parties, namely Golkar Party, the National Mandate Party, PANT, and the United Development Party, Triple P, represented by respected general chairman, namely Air Langga Hartarto from Golkar, Zulkifli Hasan from PAN, and Suharto Manuarfa from Triple P, held a meeting. The result of the meeting was the announcement of an agreement to form a coalition ahead of the 2024 general elections. On Friday, the chairman of Golkar Party, Air Langga Hartarto, announced the names of the three coalition parties, namely the United Indonesian Coalition. Other major political parties, such as the Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, PDIP, National Democratic Party, NASDEM, and the Greater Indonesian Movement Party, or Gerindra, and the National Awakening Party, PKB, have not yet established a coalition. Meanwhile, new parties, which did not appear in the last general elections, have also planned to join a coalition or perhaps form their own coalition. Indeed, everything can still change until the time of election approaches, such as the previous elections. However, the media and observers from the current political map had begun to predict how many presidential candidates will be produced from the coalition that will be formed. Moreover, various surveys have shown names that have the potential to become presidential candidates. For voters, the frenzy of preparation of elections in advance has benefits as well. They have plenty of time to research the track records of the political parties or individuals who will run for the presidency. By getting to know the political parties and presidential candidates better, voters will be able to make a firm choice about who they think deserved to lead Indonesia in the next 5 years. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
I'll begin today in history on May 17, 1949, when Kalimantan Proclamation Day occurred. The Proclamation of Kalimantan, also known as Borneo, declares Kalimantan as an inseparable part of the Republic of Indonesia. This proclamation was made as a reaction to the Linggarjati Agreement, which stated that only the island of Java was the territory of the Republic of Indonesia. The formulation of the text of the proclamation was led by H. Aberani Sulaiman, assisted by Gusti Aman, Hasnan Basuki, Pangeran Arya, Budi Gawis, and Roman C. at Telaga Langsat, Hulu Sungai Selatan, South Kalimantan, on May 15, 1949. Roman C. then typed 10 pieces of the manuscript. 2 days later, the text of the proclamation was read by Hasan Basri at the red and white flag raising ceremony. Moving on to May 17, 1980, when South Korean military leader Chun Doo-hwan declares a state of martial law in South Korea. South Korean military leader Chun Doo-hwan has taken power in South Korea to suppress a wave of students' protest. The student demonstration was held to protest Chun Doo-hwan's coup against the previous leader, Choi Kyu-ha. I'll end today in history with the first observance of National Book Day on May 17, 2002. National Book Day was established on May 17, 2002 and was initiated by the former Minister of National Education during the Gotong Royong Cabinet, Abdul Malik Fajar. This was motivated by the condition of the Indonesian people who at that time maintained more oral traditions than reading habits. National Book Day is also expected to encourage interest in reading and increase Indonesia's literacy level.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
رانج جن شوي بي تاي كو جو يفانشي سين سين قوان جوان بندو فييان دا چوان بو ودا كو جو باوهو ني ودا كو جو باوهو وو
Evite la difusión del coronavirus cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo attended a working lunch with U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on Friday in a series of activities of the U.S.-Asian Summit. When delivering his remarks, the Indonesian President emphasized the importance of strengthening the partnership between ASEAN and the United States to anticipate pandemics that might occur in the future. Quoting President 3.go.id on that occasion, President Joko Widodo said there were at least four things to achieve this goal. First, cooperation in the development of a more effective early detection system. The president added that the forms of cooperation that can be carried out include exchanging information and strengthening detection's capacity. Second, cooperation to establish regional medical inventory buffer. Regional-level health solution are very important to be strengthened to deal with global pandemic such as COVID-19. The president believes that together with the United States, ASEAN can develop the ASEAN regional reserves of medical supplies as an inventory buffer for health needs in the Southeast Asia region. President Joko Widodo explained that the third is the independence of the regional health industry. According to him, the United States can play an important role through investment support, research cooperation, technology transfer, and access to production raw materials. He emphasized the importance of setting long-term goals in efforts to build regional health industry independence, namely, encouraging the involvement of ASEAN countries in global health supply chain. Fourth, regional health financing through the ASEAN COVID-19 Response Fund. President Joko Widodo explained that ASEAN was raising financial support for handling COVID-19 in the region through the support of friendly countries. Closing his remarks, President Joko Widodo reiterated that in building global health resilience, it is necessary to strengthen national and regional resilience. The United States can play a major role in strengthening health resilience at the national, regional, as well as global levels.
Sebenarnya suatu masa kau di sana memandang senja, lelaku pada semuanya mempertanyakan sebatas rasa. Dan itu pun semua karena kau tercipta. Oh, terangilah gelapnya untukku, sinarilah hatinya yang beku. Kembalikan semuanya. Sekian lama kau ku tunggu, berharapkan datang rasamu yang hilang, merengku rindu padamu. Tak akan ku lepas, tak pernah berbalas. Dan itu pun semua karena kau tercipta. Sinarilah hatinya yang beku, yang selalu kau berikan sudah.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello VOI listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today, we take you to get to know more about Gansu tradition. Last May 9, traditional elders, women, and men in Kampung Kota Tunda Sopang Rajong in Nanga Meje Village, South LR District, East Manggarai Regency, East Nusa Tenggara Province, prepared the annual tradition of Gankosu. In the dialect of the Sopang Rajong community, Gankosu means the tradition of eating new rice. Gan means to eat, while kosu means new rice, which is the result of the harvest during the working season for 1 year. Another meaning is the annual thanksgiving in one growing season according to the agricultural calendar of the East Manggarai community. Gankosu tradition is a tradition of supplication so that all agricultural products are successful. Gankosu is a harvest thanksgiving every year. This tradition is the culmination of the one-year planting period of the agricultural calendar. East Manggarai farmers have a planting calendar. There are 29 tribes in the area with their own traditional houses which carry out the Gankosu tradition. All villagers must attend the event and prepare the offerings, which are local chickens with various colors of feathers. If the residents of Tunda Sopang Rajong village do not carry out this tradition, it is believed that a big disaster and death will occur. In addition, it is believed that the plants will also fail. Indigenous elders and residents start the Gankosu tradition from early in the morning. One by one, the traditional houses of the 29 tribes in the village take turns doing this tradition, and the men in the village must attend the tradition. It ends with the Danding Gankosu dance. This dance also presents a song in the form of pantun or rhyming poetry from a group of men and women, each representing 29 tribes. There is also Tandak dance. the Joy and Happiness Dance, which is held after the harvest season in an agricultural calendar. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expression and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Our topic today is Using Transportation Means. Next, I'm going to present a conversation entitled Baik Saya Tunggu. Baik Saya Tunggu, which means okay, I'll wait. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a taxi counter attendant. Let's listen to their conversation.
Taksinya akan datang. Mohon tunggu sebentar.
Baik, saya tunggu.
After listening to the conversation, I'll present phrases and vocabulary related to today's title, Baik Saya Tunggu. Baik Saya Tunggu, which means okay, I'll wait. I'll say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Baik. Baik, which means okay or fine. Saya tunggu. Saya tunggu, which means I'll wait. Baik, saya tunggu. Baik, saya tunggu, which means okay, I'll wait. Mohon tunggu di sini. Mohon tunggu di sini, which means please wait here. Terima kasih. Terima kasih, which means thank you. Mohon jaga jarak. Mohon jaga jarak, which means please keep your distance. Mohon pakai masker. Mohon pakai masker, which means please wear a mask. In the conversation, you heard the phrase baik saya tunggu. Baik saya tunggu, which means okay, I'll wait. In that sentence, there is the word baik. Baik, which means okay or fine. The word baik, which means okay or fine, is used to confirm approval of a request. Other examples. In addition to the word baik, which means okay or fine, you can affirm your agreement with the word ya. Ya, which means yes. Let's listen to other examples of the expression for agreeing to a request. Mohon tunggu di sini. Mohon tunggu di sini, which means please wait here. Ya, terima kasih. Ya, terima kasih, which means yes, thank you. The word mohon, which means beg or please, is used to express a request politely. It is placed at the beginning of the request sentence. For example, mohon jaga jarak. Mohon jaga jarak, which means please keep your distance. Or mohon pakai masker. Mohon pakai masker, which means please wear a mask. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Taksinya akan datang. Mohon tunggu sebentar.
Baik, saya tunggu.
That was Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today with the title Baik, saya tunggu. Baik, saya tunggu, which means okay, I'll wait. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. And we will meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening.
Sama-sama.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Semalam di Bandar Serai by Sharifah Reza Fiamita. The song, which was composed by Benny Riau, tells the story of a person who spends the night in Bandar Serai. Bandar Raja Ali Haji Art, popularly known as Bandar Serai, is located in the heart of Pekanbaru, Sumatra Island, on the edge of the Protocol Road, Jalan Jenderal Sudirman. In this location, various kinds of events are often held, from art performances to other entertainment performances. Bandar Serai is also a gathering place for communities from both inside and outside Pekanbaru. The lyrics of the song tell about the anxiety and longing for lovers who are far apart. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Semalam di Bandar Serai by Sharifah Reza Fiamita. Happy listening!
Menahan sesak di dada.
Voice of Indonesia.
Engkau bagai air yang jernih di dalam bekas yang berdebu, zahirnya kotoran itu terlihat, kesucian terlindung jua. Cinta bukan hanya di
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. and we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.